It is 9:10. We've been through a long stretch of very cold days, and it may be taking a toll on you. Many people feel depressed when dealing with a lot of cold, gray, dreary winter days. Light therapy has been long talked about as a way to ease the winter blues. Dr. Richard Hansler is director of the Lighting Innovations Institute at John Carroll University, and he's written three books on the effect of light on human health. How are you tonight, doctor?
I'm happy to join you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Why does light help, and what kind of light is best?
Well, for the winter days, it's important to get lots of light in the morning, especially blue light. When we evolved near the equator, we had 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness, and we developed internal clocks that control the flow of melatonin. Our clocks are reset in the morning by the exposure to light, especially blue light, and in the evening, approximately 12 hours later, our bodies start making melatonin. Melatonin is a sleep hormone, and if we have too much of it in the morning, it makes us feel groggy and depressed. We can avoid this by exposing our eyes to less blue light in the evening. It sounds a little confusing. We need blue light in the morning, but in the evening, was discovered that the amount of blue light that we get due to artificial lighting actually keeps our bodies from making melatonin. So we at John Carroll University developed light bulbs that don't make blue light. Blue light is just one of the components in white light. White light has all the colors, but it's the blue part that causes the trouble, and we developed light bulbs that don't make blue light and eyeglasses that block blue light.
Now, if you sleep with your nightstand light on at night or the overhead light on in your bedroom, how does that affect your internal clock, thus making you feel the winter blues?
Well, it suppresses your production of melatonin, and it also resets your clock to a later time, which makes your body confused. It's like being in continuous jet lag. By avoiding blue light for a few hours before bedtime, this allows your body to make melatonin so that when you go to bed, you can sleep much better because you have plenty of it present. You sleep more soundly. And this is very important for pregnant women and for new people with new babies who have enough sleeping problems, and if they expose their eyes during the night, it interrupts the flow of melatonin and resets the internal clock. So we suggest that they can avoid this by avoiding blue light in the evening or during the night.
All right, and you can get these. I know that your company provides these blue lights, but can you get them just about anywhere from a big box store?
No, you can't buy them most other places. You can get some lights that don't make much blue light, but we've tested many different ones, and the ones on our website at lowbluelights.com are guaranteed to not produce blue light.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hansler.
Thanks for asking me.
Dr. Richard Hansler, he's director of the Lighting Innovations Institute at John Carroll University, and he's written three books on the effect of light on human health. His latest is Pregnant, New Baby, New Sleep.